2020, CUNA GAC in wonderful Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge is Mr. Dave Kojanaki from Trellens. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How about you, Mike?
I'm doing good. Doing good. How's it going so far?
It's busy. I would almost say that it seems to me, I've been here a few years now, it seemed busier tonight on a Sunday night than
really?
It has.
Really? Well, that's good
news. Maybe it's just me, but it's been going well. So we've
good.
Had a lot of traffic and talking with folks.
Were you at the booth and stuff just now?
We started out at the booth and we were all kind of dividing and conquering and moving around. So
gotcha.
I was at the booth and then walking around talking to some other exhibitors. Mm-hmm. So it's been great.
Good deal. So, they're probably still going at it. Oh, it's 7 o'clock.
It's
I think it just
time.
Ended. Yeah. Well, now comes the extra going out to restaurants and things
right,
like that. So
it's a longer evening
yes,
starts.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So we won't hold you here too long,
oh,
so you
absolutely.
Can go out there and
yeah.
have some fun. We're talking about client integration and engagement.
Perfect.
So give me the lay of the land here with client integration and engagement.
So one of the things that we started out in probably late last year and really wanted to start with more of a bang this year is really focusing on our credit unions that use our solution.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be our M360 solution, mm-hmm. it could be our IronSafe solution, mm-hmm. really looking at the client, the credit union individually and what they need. And we started making some changes internally where from a kind of a new setup all the way through existing. So in a new setup, we've brought a team together of project managers, client success managers, mm-hmm. really to start talking with the credit unions and figuring out what are your needs. And it's a great solution. There's all kinds of analytics data. People talk about data. I need data.
Mm-hmm.
But really understanding what their data needs are,
mm-hmm.
and then building out from there. So instead of looking at it as a sense of, here's the solution, put it down, this is how you use it, really trying to take use cases of as their solution,
mm-hmm.
Being powered by the analytics tool. So we've spent a little bit more focus putting a process together from implementation all the way through the life cycle of clients, if
mm-hmm.
you will, and really beginning to understand what are your individual needs and how do we get there? Do we offer it today? If not, how are we doing that today?
Right.
And really helping credit unions get to a point that they can start looking at their analytics holistically and then digging deeper into it and finding their own use cases,
mm-hmm.
member profitability, their ROI, what types of members do they have, what's member attrition, all types of different things, and coming together with, like I said, specific use cases.
Indeed. And so every credit union is different in
Absolutely.
What they need, for sure.
Agreed.
So how's that going and dealing with each credit union
I think taking a need-by-need basis? I think we've taken the approach of really starting out with, here's some good use cases that we've seen in the past. Do some of these fit? Maybe a piece of it fits,
okay.
a piece of it doesn't, and
yeah.
then taking it from there and then really getting together with them individually and just having one-on-one
mm-hmm.
conversations. So the client success team is now focused on more of the strategic review of it,
mm-hmm.
as far as what are you doing today and where do you need to get and how do we fill
mm-hmm.
the middle, and having just one-on-one conversations to find out what their needs are. Lots of data out there. People keep talking about data. It's definitely nothing new. It's there. Credit unions have a ton of data.
No doubt.
But taking it into the next step to say, what are you doing with it? And
mm-hmm.
can you make it actionable?
Mm-hmm.
Can you do something further
mm-hmm.
with it? And then track your progress as you go along.
And so the significance of this, I'm assuming that it's really, again, it's going back to the whole, you're fulfilling
mm-hmm.
a unique need here,
Absolutely.
Which credit unions certainly appreciate,
Agreed.
I would think. So you, again, they're all different. Everyone's different. So is that kind of what the significance of that you guys are finding
Absolutely.
With this?
Absolutely. They're all, may have a similar baseline in some areas,
mm-hmm.
but overall, they're all very different as far as what their needs are and what their bottom line is, what they're trying to get to. And like I said, getting into the data and breaking it apart, it's, some people say data in, data, garbage in, garbage out,
mm-hmm.
if you will. But really making sense out of this within the industry, credit unions and any industry where they look at any type of metrics, numbers, there's tons of data out there. Credit unions have a lot of membership data,
mm-hmm.
and really just figuring out what is most beneficial. And they all work in different geographical
mm-hmm.
locations, have different membership types. They're all a little different on what
mm-hmm.
they're needing. But I would say the one common need is taking the data and making it actionable, and then that's where we come in and start helping them
gotcha.
Work through that. It could be as simple as training how to use the systems and start pulling the data out, making more visualizations out of it, and then of course use cases and helping them write some of the, if it's reports that they need or data sets that they need once they start loading their information into the platforms and then taking what's next. So it's an action item.
Gotcha. Yeah, because that's what I was going to ask you. Is there like any examples that you could provide? And you just provided some examples. So it's really cool to see what they're doing out there with all this stuff. Because you can't, data seems like it's the foundation of everything now.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, enterprise-wide, you know, back in the day, it just seemed like it was like for the IT folks, you know, right. Yeah, you deal with the data,
exactly.
But now it affects everybody.
Agreed.
And so that's why it's so important today.
Right. And one of the things we're seeing is, you know, talking with credit unions is looking at, say, you've been working with data all along. It just wasn't very easy to get to.
Mm-hmm.
And you take, you know, flat files, PDF files, whatever they might be, and paging through them looking for some information that you need to pull out of there.
Yeah.
So much energy was put into that. Now it's turning around to say, well, I can just pull it out and now I can do something.
Yeah, yeah. No
so that's the change.
So do you guys take it to the next step and go, okay, here's the data that you can use? Because there's like, and you know this better than I do, but there's good data, bad data, mm-hmm. how you prioritize the data, that type
Absolutely.
Of stuff. Because that can be really overwhelming for a credit union, especially ones that are just kind of starting out with this stuff.
Agreed. And it kind of goes back to understanding their individual needs and looking at are they aware of their data, and you know, even helping them look at the data differences. Do you have really good data? Do you have data that could be you could adjust and, mm-hmm. and clean up a little bit, mm-hmm. if you will? And then of course taking it all the way through, and in the end result, same thing, looking at it and saying, great, this is what I needed to focus on. Member profitability, here's the factors that go into it, here's what the end result looks
mm-hmm.
like. And then they can start planning and building strategies off of that, so they, and then come back and measure it, say we were here,
mm-hmm.
now we're here, and keep tracking that and trending that.
Right on. Good
so
stuff.
Good stuff.
Good stuff. Well,
very
I'm
good.
Anxious to see how where it goes in 2020 as well.
I am too.
So.
I am too. It's been great. It's been busy. A lot of activity taking place. But really, like I said, our main focus is just really focusing, I guess, if you will, on our credit unions.
Yeah, you guys have really kind of transformed your I don't say image, but just
right.
your business as
mm-hmm.
well, you know, to you guys are like kind of like the data people now.
Right.
Kind of,
absolutely.
So
we had back
exciting.
In the day, we had data that we went into, but now it's because it's so much richer and we have more access into it as far as being able to help our credit unions.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes it that much more of a greater offering
yeah.
for them.
Well, it's exciting to watch kind of looking from the outside in to see
right.
how you guys are transforming
absolutely.
And helping credit unions. So good stuff, sir.
Yeah.
Anything else to add before we head out of here?
I think it's great. We're over in the exhibit hall, so come out and see us, and lots of people there to talk with you, show you some demos, show you how the systems are working, and then of course we're always available for questions.
Right on. Good stuff.
So
all right, Dave,
thank you
so much,
as always.
Man.
Thank you.
Well done.
Appreciate
sir
it.
Dave
right.
Kojanacki from Trellence. Go check it out.